This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the Qur'an was revealed over a period of, over a span of 23 years, in bits and pieces, a few ayat here, a few verses there. But at the end, all of it completely, flawlessly, perfectly fits together. Now how does that exactly work? And it doesn't fit in the same exact sequence that it was revealed in. So parts of the second surah were revealed at the end of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, and parts and some of the, you know, surahs in the 90s and in the hundreds, like towards the end of the compilation, were revealed in the early days of prophethood. So how does it all work and how does it all fit together? How does that, any of that make sense? So when we study and we research and we learn, what we find is that every single time divine revelation came down to the Prophet ﷺ, not only were the verses, the ayat that were revealed to him, given to him, but the surah that they belonged to and where they belong in that particular surah was also given to him. And not only that, but it was preserved within his heart. As Allah says in the Qur'an, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمَعَهُ وَقُرْآنَهُ فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَهُ فَاتَّبِعَ قُرْآنَهُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will preserve this for you. So after it would be revealed, it would be preserved, that not only were these verses revealed, but what surah they belong to and where they belong in that particular surah. So now, the Prophet ﷺ, after the revelation would come, he would dictate that to the scribes of divine revelation, the Kutab al-Wahi, Katib al-Wahi. And when he would dictate the ayat, the verses to him, he would also dictate to them what surah they belonged to and where they belonged in that particular surah. And as a consequence of that, everything fit into its perfect place. Now, this particular question that I shared, this is something that troubles and perplexes a lot of Muslims, a lot of our people. But the answer is right there, as I just shared with you. And the answer lies, for this particular question, in an area, in a study, in a discipline, a science that we refer to as ulum al-Qur'an, the sciences of the Qur'an, the study of the Qur'anic text, and the history of our sacred text. But it's a matter of accessing that knowledge and studying it, and packaging it into a very, you know, palatable, easy to understand and engage with form and shape. Many, as I said before, many people are struggling with these questions. But the answers are there. We just have to access those answers. So Qalam's solution to the lack of confidence in one's faith that many of our folks are struggling with today is called the Faith Intensive. This will be an immersive experience, inshallah, where students will spend an entire week in an environment that hopefully will nourish the mind, the body, the heart, the soul, where students will not only learn, you know, very rigorously and intensively, but they will also engage in very interactive and lively discussions and will have the opportunity to present thoughts and discuss and debate different issues. And all of this will be done within that environment, that immersive environment that is created, that also will allow for the purification of the heart and the development of a community and brotherhood and sisterhood, inshallah. So Ustad Abdurrahman Murphy, inshallah, this July will be conducting and teaching the Faith Intensive. And this is something that we've been looking forward to for a very long time. So I wanted to personally extend this invite to every single one of y'all out there, inshallah, that has these types of questions, that has always wanted these questions answered, that wants to understand and really engage with their deen at an intellectual level, that please come and join us for the Faith Intensive. I look forward to seeing everyone here. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.